Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on the promises of God concerning Israel, we were talking about Abraham giving all that he had to Isaac and sending all his other heirs away to the East Country. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, at this juncture, let's go to Genesis chapter 25, verses 1 through 6. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And Jokshan begat Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Eshurim, Letushim, and Luumbim. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Hanok, and Abida, and Aldah. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. Now notice there, Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. Then verse 6 says, but unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac, his son, while he yet lived, sent them eastward into the east country. Now, these people that were born of Abraham, that come out from him, became nations. But it does not say in Genesis chapter 17, verse 6, it doesn't say there that he will bless those that bless all those nations and curse those that curse all those nations. No, that blessing and that cursing is reserved concerning a specific nation out of Abraham. Back in the 1980s, I lived in Arizona for 1 year. I was on door-to-door visitation one day, and a man invited me into his home. Well, after I shared the plan of salvation with him, and he had claimed that he was already saved, he told me of a car that he had in his garage that he wanted me to see. And so we walked in his garage, and the car was in mint condition. And the car was a Bricklin, I believe was the name of it. Now, it had a few miles on it, but this was a special car. I mean, this is a car that perhaps now you pay $300,000 or $400,000 for. It had a few miles on it, and he didn't drive it much. Now, he had at least two other cars I saw sitting outside, but he didn't really take me outside and show me the cars that he had outside, and really they were just average American cars that he had out there. Now, why only this one? Because all three cars were paid for by him, and he cared for all of them. But you see, this Bricklin had a special position. It had a place of esteem. It was a car of greater value. Now imagine, he tries to start the Bricklin, and the engine won't turn over. Does he push that old car out of the garage and give it now to the outside weather, and he pulls in a car that runs and gives it the position of honor? No. He doesn't use that average car to replace that special car. I don't know how God's going to do it, but we do know this. One day, God will somehow break down the middle wall of partition and make us one, the book of Ephesians teaches us. But in the earth's history, Israel has a special place. And one day, our Lord is going to come back and set up a kingdom on earth that will last for 1,000 years. It'll be the only righteous kingdom to have ever existed. And this kingdom will go on forever and ever. Now, although we as we're saved in this era, become part of the bride of Christ, we do not replace Israel. Now again, let me repeat that. As part of the bride of Christ, we do not replace Israel. Now, that takes us on to Genesis chapter 27 and verse 29. Now, so far we've seen God made a promise to Abraham, and now he has sustained that promise in Isaac. Now in Genesis 27, verse 29, he's talking to Jacob. Let the people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. Now Isaac, as he pronounces this blessing on his son Jacob, we see that the blessing from Abraham to Isaac is now being passed on to Jacob, the grandson of Abraham. And this is to be carried on from here. Isaac blesses Jacob. Jacob will later be given the name by God of Israel. Now, of course, this story of Isaac blessing Jacob has another story with this event, but for our purposes, we're going to only focus on the blessing here. Now, you'll notice what is passed from Abraham. We've seen to Isaac, and now from Isaac to Jacob. Curse those that curse thee, bless those that bless thee. This then begs the question, to whom is this specific nation then referring to in our text that we read in Genesis chapter 12, where it says, and I will make of thee a great nation, singular, in verse 2. Well, there's only one answer to that. That's the nation Israel. And we saw that it was an everlasting covenant. Therefore, God will not go back on his promise against Israel. God will keep his promise. In Zechariah chapter 8, verses 13 through 15, we read this, and it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong, for thus saith the Lord of hosts. As I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord of hosts, and I repented not, so again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not. You see what God's saying there? Okay, Judah, Israel, you got away from me. I punished you. You provoked me to wrath. But I'm also going to restore you. And I'm going to do well unto you. In Zechariah chapter 8, verses 21 through 23, and the inhabitants of one city shall go unto another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations. Even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Now we see there that in the millennium, everybody will be glad for the restoration of Israel, and none of them will see the church replacing Israel. Again, we see the one named in this passage is Israel and Judah. So, if there's any doubt, he means the people, and not only the land, then I don't know what to say to you. Especially when, in the book of Ezekiel, God names the 12 tribes of Israel as being restored to the land. Now, friend, God has kept a promise for nearly 4,000 years, and he will keep any promise that he makes. And with that in mind, think about Matthew chapter 7. Verses 21 through 23, where our Lord Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name did many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Wow. Now think about that. Not everyone that says the name Lord, Lord goes to heaven. Not everyone that preached. Not everyone that did miracles. Not everyone that does many wonderful works goes to heaven. Why? Because it's only he that doeth the will of his Father which is in heaven. Well, what is that will? The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, 2 Peter 3:9 says, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What is God's will? That you repent. That is, you turn to Jesus Christ for him to take away your sin. You don't want to hold on to your sin. You want it removed. In Luke 13:3, Jesus said, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now, if you come to Jesus, he'll save you. John 6:37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, Jesus said. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, what are you doing when you're confessing that? You're saying, all right, I believe that I'm a sinner, that I cannot do all these good works, prophesy, do miracles. Even if I am able to do all of those things, I cannot earn heaven. I'm a sinner. And then secondly, you're saying, I believe that Jesus did die for my sin. He paid my sin penalty on the cross. He suffered the full outpouring of wrath, of almighty wrath, upon my sin. He suffered that in his own body on the tree. And 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. The Bible says, after that verse in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. You're ready for Christ to come into your life, to place his righteousness in you, and to take your sin away. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And those who receive Christ are blessed with eternal life in heaven. Those without Christ are cursed into the eternal lake of fire. Revelation 20:14-15 says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So my friend, as we come to the conclusion of this point in our study, do you trust God? Do you believe his word? If you do, you'll admit you need a Savior. And you'll turn to him. And believing that Jesus died for you on the cross and was buried and rose from the dead, you'll call upon him to save your soul. Will you do that right now? Just right where you are. Pray this prayer, asking the Lord for salvation. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, please write us. We want to hear from you. Let us know that if you've asked the Lord to save you, and we'll send you our booklet, Building Blocks. We'll send that to you absolutely free. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.